We've heard this morning about obedience. We've heard about inviting people into the kingdom. There's another notable example of it in Scripture that I want to bring out this morning. It's the example of Jesus and the woman at the well. You remember that this woman was a divorced woman. 5 times divorced. And at the time of their conversation, she wasn't even married, but she was living with another man on her 6th. She was just the kind of person that Jesus wanted to meet and Jesus wanted to invite to follow him. We don't know all of the details of her story. How did she get into this situation? Was she abused, constantly abused, but constantly choosing new abusers for her next husband? Was she misused, always selecting new men who would eventually cheat on her? Or was she just unable to keep it all together? Some of us here know that we can't keep it all together. Week by week, we come here and we're very conscious that we have all of these things in us that are messed up, conscious of things that we have messed up, things that we have said and harmed people, things that we have done and messed things up instead of improved things. People condemn us, and when they condemn us, they're right. Our own hearts condemn us. We've come with this heavy load of all of our mess, all of our sin. When you come to this table, you can come in this way. You can come to this table saying, Jesus, I don't measure up. My obedience is shameful. I need forgiveness. I need hope that you are changing me and that I will not continue to be this rolling ball of disaster and nuclear toxicity. I need hope that you are changing me. When you come to this table and you sense your deep, shameful, sinful unworthiness, when you come that way, Jesus says, I know. I knew that you would need this. I knew you would need this drink to cleanse you, to refresh you. Receive from me, Jesus says at this table, receive from me full pardon. Full forgiveness, complete forgiveness for everything you did this week, for everything you did last year, for everything you're going to do this week and in the years to come. And receive not only forgiveness, receive nourishment, receive certain hope, hope to pursue new obedience, hope that something has begun in you, that He has begun something in you that is unstoppable. Come to His table. This is a table for messy people, for messed up people. There is no other way. No other way. In this meal, we will take bread. The bread is the body of Christ, messed up, broken up, for messed up and broken people. He took the mess so that you could be healed by Him. And in this meal, we'll take wine. The wine is the blood of Jesus, spiritually, shed as your sacrifice and as your cleansing. He bled so that you could live, so that you could be washed. So when you take the supper, you're making a statement. You're saying, Jesus, I have been harmed and I need your healing. And you're saying, Jesus, I am a rebel and I've caused harm and I need your rescue. Rescue from myself. Jesus, rescue me. Save me. I do believe. That's what you're saying when you come to this table in that way. Jesus has arranged this new Passover meal and He says, do this. Do this in remembrance of me. You sinners. You sinners, come to me. Come to me. Take off your yoke, your burden. I'll take it. Take my light yoke. I am meek and lowly of heart. You will find from me forgiveness no condemnation. If you have come to know God the Father and Christ His Son in this way, through the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come, take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, though, you're not a Christian. We're really glad that you're here. We invite you to watch what we're doing, to hang with us. We're glad you're here. Sit back, observe, don't take the supper, but we're glad you're here. Ask us about it. Ask us what we're doing. We would love to talk about it. Let's pray now. Lord, here we come again, and we hear the law of God which brings condemnation to us, for we have sinned, we have fallen short. We may have kept parts of the law, but we didn't keep it all the way. And the parts that we kept, sometimes we kept it in pride, and we think very highly of our partial obedience and the sins that we've committed. Some of it we minimize, and we should be convicted of it. Some of it we overstate, and we're crushed by it, and we find no hope. We come to this table conscious of the condemnation of the law, but also convinced of the forgiveness in Christ that is in His work on the cross for us. We need to be fed by this. We need Jesus. And here Jesus is served to us. Enable us by the work of Your Spirit to feed on Christ. Be with us, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.